Hi, everybody. It's Scott Sod. Hope you're doing well. A few weeks ago, I posted a clip on Joe Rogan versus Alyssa Milano, wherein I was commenting about Alyssa Milano's shock that Joe Rogan's platform is more popular than hers. And in doing so, I also recounted a personal story that took place with me when I visited Stanford University to deliver an invited lecture a few years ago, and where we got around to discussing the Joe Rogan platform with my host that evening. In any case, today I wanted to continue on that theme and discuss the offer that Joe made to the two presidential candidates, Donald Trump and Joe Biden, to come on his show and, you know, he'd serve as the moderator as they debated for, as they would debate for, you know, up to 4 hours. Of course, I think that's a great idea. Number one, in terms of reach, at this point, Joe's reach is greater than all of the mainstream media combined. Now, perhaps one of the two candidates may not be excited about that reality. To have great reach for 4 hours may not be something that one of the two candidates is very keen on. But in any case, if you really wish to spread your ideas, then there's almost no platform in today's reality that would be better suited than Joe's show. So I highly endorse this idea. And then, of course, In line with what I mentioned in the previous clip with Alyssa Milano, where people look down on that platform, on Joe's platform, I started seeing some folks saying, you know, it's the end of democracy if two presidential candidates appear on such a, you know, useless, lowbrow platform. And so I thought I would just share with you some of the idiots and imbeciles, real losers that have appeared on Joe's show. And I'm certain that I've missed a few. So this is just a small subset. So there is Sir Roger Penrose, the mathematical physicist. Then there is Steven Pinker, the cognitive psychologist and linguist. Of course, there's Jordan Peterson, Joseph Ledoux, the neuroscientist. There's Jonathan Haidt, the psychologist, many of you know him. Jeffrey Miller, the evolutionary psychologist. Sam Harris, many of you, of course, know him. Michael Shermer, the physicist. Brian Fox. And the next two are infectious disease specialists, Michael Osterholm and Peter Hotez. Then a few physicists, Lawrence Krauss, Sean Carroll, Neil deGrasse Tyson. And I'm missing somebody. I'm forgetting somebody. Oh, yeah. There's also this apparently breathtakingly handsome and immeasurably brilliant evolutionary behavioral scientist who's been on Joe's show 6 times, if memory serves me right. So all a bunch of morons who are going nowhere in life. There you have it. This is what happens when you have misplaced haughtiness. Many of the great minds of today appear on Joe's show precisely because he has built an extraordinary platform from which to discuss ideas, and you have folks from mom's basement denigrating him and denigrating his platform in ways that are truly incomprehensible. So, Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump, from this man, let me tell you, I highly endorse this opportunity. I hope that you both take his offer. It'll make for some good showing. Of course, I didn't mention some of the other idiots and imbeciles who've not appeared on Joe's show. Guys like Elon Musk. I mean, what has he done in his life compared to the folks on Twitter who denigrate Joe's show? There you have it. Dunning-Kruger. Take care, everybody. Cheers.